sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to hear. Yes, Lord. Your grace, your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it was the same grace. Oh, really? How precious this. Amazing grace, and once again, amazing grace, oh yes, amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Glory be to your name. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amazing grace. Amen. Grace that has taken us through a year, and grace that has ushered us into the beginning of another year, Lord. And today, Lord, the first Sunday of the year, oh God, oh grace, so amazing for us, Lord. Journey mercies from our various places, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the church bells that have been ringing in our hearts, Lord. Oh, to run to no other place but to your house, Lord, where we know that, oh Lord Jesus, we will receive, oh God, oh, blessings, Lord, from up from thee, O Lord. So, Father, we thank you for bringing us together this morning right into your presence, Lord. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Amen. And so, Lord, we want to commit all into your hands.
Thank you, Lord.
We want to commit ourselves, Lord, into your hands.
Amen.
Our hearts, our thoughts, and everything, we surrender all to you, Lord, this morning.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we seek that, oh God, that amazing grace through your word, oh God. Oh Lord, will shower upon us this morning.
Hallelujah.
As it starts with this Sunday school, Lord, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit, the teacher, will just come, take his place amongst us, Lord, and minister the word, Lord, into our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, you are welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. We thank the Lord. Time has really gone already. And let's see if we can just conclude this oil and the wine. Let's run through quickly what we had last week. And so we shall read our scripture. Revelation 6, 5 and 6. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hate not the oil and the wine. We will be seated. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. So let's quickly just go to last week and see if we can finish this today. The prophet said now, well, we heard that he has started riding this black horse. He said he started riding it from the dark ages. Then something happened, and he changed his ministry. We know when he was on the red horse, he was persecuting the saints. And it went through the dark ages. But now he changed his ministry. And said, John see him on a black horse. He changed something else. He changed his ministry. And now he is a great power. He said, great power comes now. He was made the vicar of heaven and worshipped as God, ruler of the earth. By uniting the church and the state together, they made him ruler on earth and gave him a crown over that. So we see that the third stage of this spirit, this Antichrist spirit, the third stage, he has become the vicar of heaven. Amen. The first stage, the white horse, it was a spirit, Antichrist spirit. And then the second, on the red horse, he was a false prophet. Now he has become the vicar of heavens. Amen. And now he went out on this third horse, the black horse. He had a balances on or a scale in his hand. And he was calling out, the prophet said, he was calling out a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny. That was what he was doing now. And the prophet explained that to us, which meant that he said, you know, wheat and barley are natural stuff for life. So that's what he was doing. The bread, he was charging for the spiritual things that he's been doing for the people. See, said that's what bread and stuffs made from. But you see, he was charging for this. See, he was charging his subjects for the kind of hope of life that he was sending out to them. See, you pay for prayers. Charging for prayer. And he said, they still do it. And the prophet mentioned what one of them that's a novena. Praise the Lord. Nove is a Latin word or Italian word which means nine. Nove has nine. And novena has 9 days. There's a special prayer that takes 9 days, and you go to pray for that. Amen. The rider on the black horse, he was stripping. What is he doing? He was stripping the subject of their money. You see. So the prophet said, do you see where that old money taken in church comes from? Where it started from? People, churches now, try to what? Siphon money from the people. Through what? If you can pay this, you have a special prayer. Oh, yes, I've seen it. I've seen it in many places, in Pentecostal churches, charismatic churches. There are special prayers. One particular prayer is for 500 people. You can be here, 200, 100. Yes. So the charge for that, that's where it started from. You see what the mother of it is. He is the mother of it. Started the whole thing. So they pray for people and they charge them. Amen. And the prophet said, he is still riding Oh, sure he is. Yes, he's still riding on the black horse. So that's the time we are living now. Because he's still what? The vicar of Rome. Praise the Lord. He's still the vicar of Rome. He has not yet metamorphosed into the beast yet. So that's the period. That's why the prophet said he's still riding. Amen. So he's the vicar of Rome now, which is perfectly, as the prophet put it, is just perfectly true. So now, let's look at this. So he went out with his balance or scale in his hand, calling out a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny. Then a voice coming from the midst of the four beasts called after him, saying the same thing, a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou not hurt the oil and the wine. Amen. So last week we went through a little about what the oil and the wine actually means. Amen. That the prophet said the oil represents the Holy Spirit, and the wine symbolizes the stimulation of revelation. Praise God. The explanation, he said, you know, when it is something is revealed, it gives some kind of what? Stimulation. When something is revealed to you, amen. He said, when the truth of a promised word of God has been truly revealed to his saints that's filled with oil, they get stimulated. See, wine is stimulation. You know, the natural wine stimulates. Amen. So spiritual, when it talks about oil, oil is the Holy Ghost, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then the wine is the revelation of the truth that you receive. You have the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord, and then receive a revelation. It stimulates you. Praise God. See, the natural wine, when you look at the natural wine, you understand it very well. That the natural wine, when you drink, you get stimulated. Amen. So that's the same thing. If you will accept, drink in the word of God, it stimulates you. Praise the Lord. You see, someone who is has the spirit of sports. He had the spirit of sport. So when he goes to the stadium, and here's our stadium, praise the Lord. Here's our meeting place as Christians, people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So when someone who has the spirit of sports in him, he goes to the stadium and the team scores a goal, it stimulates him. You see real joy. Praise the Lord. So when we come here also as a people with the spirit of God in us, when the word comes, amen, said when there is a revelation, there is a nugget, something that hits what the truth. The only thing we need to do is we need to show that it has stimulated us by shouting, amen, praise God, hallelujah, amen. That's the kind of stimulation he's talking about. See? So the voice warned the black horse rider, the oil and the wine, see that you don't hurt them. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we are the oil and the wine. See that you don't hurt them. So that is the reason why, brother, we can really say things. We can point to Rome. But before, brother, it wasn't possible. You will be fished out. But that time is coming anyway. So let's watch it. Praise the Lord. So The prophet gave many reasons or instances of the stimulation, like the Samaritan woman. Amen. She was expecting what? A Messiah. And when she came in contact with the Messiah, the prophet said she received a stimulation. It stimulated her that she ran into the city. He said something that the woman was not supposed to do. But because of the stimulation, she didn't mind or care about anything. Amen. When someone is really stimulated by the natural wine, amen. When he walks in the streets, you can just see that, this man has really taken in real good wine. Amen. The way how he would talk, behave, he doesn't care about who is watching. Praise the Lord. That's the same thing, the spiritual way also. That's the way how it has to be. Amen. That when you receive it, my brother, you don't care what is happening around you. When you are in the house of God and you are stimulated by what? The moving of the Holy Spirit. You don't care who is watching. You just worship, my brother. Worship and praise the name of the Lord. Because you are proving that you have been what? You have been stimulated. You see? So, that's the way how it goes. So now let's look at what the prophet was saying here about the warning that was given to the black horse rider. Amen. And then don't forget also the upper room. When they have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they were promised. So when it came, it stimulated them. Till the people around, they looked at them and said, what's happening? And then they were mocking. Some of them were mocking that, they have taken that new, some new wine. You see. But it was what? A spiritual wine. Praise the Lord. So let's look at what the prophet said. There are many things, but I want to just go over. Now, a voice coming from the midst of the throne of the four beasts. Now, let's look at the warning. See thou hath not the oil and the wine. And so, the prophet said, who was giving that warning? And he said, it was not one of the four beasts. It wasn't one of the four beasts that gave that warning that don't touch the oil and the wine. Did you notice that? He said, the lamp said it. Praise the Lord. The lamp said it. And my brother, when the word of God goes forth, it establishes. Amen. That's why the beast at now, his word, silent. Because of this warning, praise the Lord. Don't touch them. Amen. He said, he's going to take his own that belongs to him. They are redeemed. So the prophet said, oh my. The voice was telling the black horse that, listen to it. Don't you hurt it. Boy, or you are going to pay for it somehow. Amen. That's how the prophet is giving the explanation. He said, listen to it. He was telling the black horse rider, listen to it. Don't you hurt it, boy, or you are going to pay for it someday. Now, you can go on through and measure out all that kind of life that you are putting out. That's up to you. So you can go and be collecting your money from the people. Just go and do that. You are going to pay for it down there. But when you come across that wine and oil, you leave it alone. Amen. You leave it alone. The prophet said, oh my. If you catch some of my little flock, that's filled with oil and wine. See? Don't you force them to say, Hail Mary. Praise the Lord. If you get him, say, don't tell what my oil and my wine. If you come across any of them, don't tell them to what? To say Hail Mary. My. Praise the Lord. Do anything or do anything like that. Or some of your creeds, you keep your hands off them. They know where they are going. See. For they are anointed by oil, and by being anointed by my oil, they have wine of joy. Let them rejoice, because they know my word of promise. Oh, praise the Lord. But that's why we are free. Amen. But some time ago, the believers were in what? They were being killed, chased, imprisoned. But now, because of this warning, that's why we are free. My brother, it's because there was an open door. God is making sure that open door brings the whole of his children together. We are going through that open door. The open door is what? Is the word of God come again in its fullness. Praise the Lord. So it's doing its work right now. So don't touch them. Don't harass. Don't even get near closer to them. Praise God. Don't hurt that. Don't go trying to messing them up. Just keep away from them. See what has really we are enjoying now. Praise the Lord. So now we can preach the word. We can call Rome. We can call everything. We are not afraid. Because this word of God stands for us. He cannot do anything. I said, how true this revelation is today. The little flock, the oil and the wine can speak out freely without fear. Amen. See, we can talk about the son of perdition. That man that has the number 666, we can talk about. Amen. Because the lamb has warned him. See thou, hurt not the oil and the wine. Before, who dared to point an accusing finger at Rome? Now listen to here. The prophet said, leave it alone, Rome. Don't you touch it. Now he mentioned the place. Leave it alone, Rome. Don't touch it. It's mine. That belongs to me. Amen. My brother, but time has really run. Amen. As we go on to the pale horse rider, my brother, you better be in it and move away before he comes, because he said death. What was following him? Death. Praise the Lord. Death was following, but before he will really take the pale horse, the true children of God, his bride, is already gone. Amen. But remember, the five foolish virgins without the oil, they had to go through. So let us not be part of the foolish virgins. Let be part of the wise virgins and take our flight before he takes on the pale horse. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. As Lord, we read these things, Lord, we see how grace has been so sufficient for us. Lord, we thank you for this great divine protection that we have, Lord. Oh, to see that your word of God gather together your children from the north, south, east, and west. Lord, help us, O God, to reach them, O Lord, the last one to come in. The Lord, we can take our flight. This is not home. We know you have prepared a place for us, Lord. We thank you. We bless you for the prophet, for the revelation which stimulates us, Lord, for us to shout with joy what, Lord, you have done for us. We commit now, Lord, the worship. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. When even that book was taken from the hands of him that sat upon the throne, oh, the whole heavens worshiped and praised your name. Lord, this morning we want to also worship you and praise your name, Lord, committing the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. Lord, our instruments, our voices, our heart, our hands, everything, Lord, we want to get ourselves stimulated, O God, so that, Lord, we will worship you, Lord Jesus. We commit it into your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.